Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Entertainment Schmig.
Yeah, that's right. I totally know that there's an intro to Entertainment Schmig. I'm Jen Myers, maybe. And Schmig is brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness in June for 24 cents. Okay, Taylor Swift, in all the blues craziness, dropped a new song on Friday. We talked about it a little bit. It's called You Need to Calm Down. And it comes out in time for Pride Month. And there are tons of LGBTQ celebrities. Ellen DeGeneres, RuPaul, Jesse Tyler Ferguson, Adam Lambert, the cast of Queer Eye, and Adam Rippon. She also has Ryan Reynolds and Sierra doing cameos, too. Very sunny and bright song. So you can check out that new video that dropped today. Let's talk a little bit about former Cardinal and Cards broadcaster Jim Edmonds.
Who was on all weekend.
Oh my gosh. The story came out
Thursday, Friday?
It came out, yeah, I think so. We didn't address it in the Schmig on Friday, but Jim Edmonds, there's a woman alleging a lot of things. And Jim has said some of the things happened, but some of them didn't. And what happened was he texted her some nude pictures of himself. They published screenshots of them on this one website. So he's apologized. He said he made a mistake. He sent this woman explicit message and videos last year while Megan King Edmonds was about to give birth to their twin sons. And this other woman is alleging that they were, something was going on while Megan was in the hospital.
Yes.
After having delivered the babies. He said he and his wife are doing good and definitely still on speaking terms. Megan Edmonds posted on her blog. She said, I found out the same way you guys did in the tabloids. She called Jim, and he confessed that he had exchanged photos with this woman, but a physical relationship never existed, and he had paid this woman off to protect Megan so she'd never find out. Yet here I am writing about it, she said. Do I believe him? I don't know, because I don't trust him anymore. Physical or not, he still had an affair, and he admits this to me.
She really, for a story like this, for somebody to open up like this, I mean...
Well, she started out by saying, I don't want to write this, but here I am writing. Now, Page Six and Us Weekly can get those quotes they want, and you guys can get the truth. I think part of it is like...
Yes. She's probably going through everything in her own head, writing this blog.
Right, and it's like, maybe this will get people off my back and stop calling me. She said she loves him. She said she feels sad. And she said, ultimately, I have hope our marriage can recover. I need space to heal. No one said it would be easy. I just didn't think it would be this hard.
It's a bummer.
Man.
When's that old Taylor Swift record drop, though?
You're right.
Three babies, like, all under the age of three.
Mm. Yeah. There's a special place, I believe, for people who cheat on their wives while they're delivering their children or pregnant. That's all I'm going to say.
Yep.
All right. Now let's talk about some lighter fare. OJ joining Twitter just after the 25th anniversary of his wife's death. Yeah, it didn't go over well with people. Not sure if you thought about that, but...
There's a lot of different celebrities posting saying, don't feed into this, don't follow him.
Because what does he say? Right. He's got a lot of... A lot of getting even.
I mean,
you'll get to read my thoughts and opinions on just about everything. It should be a lot of fun. I got a little getting even to do.
There will never be another figure like that, another story like OJ Simpson's. Right. You know, there's never been one. There will never be anything again like that where he's this just that. What happened? You know, not only the murder trial and everything
the chase
else, but him just being around and not disappearing. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's so strange.
He's going to challenge the BS and set the record straight. And for all those Buffalo Bills fans out there, just to make you feel proud, his handle is the real OJ32.
It's
like, he's not part of our organization anymore.
I know, that's a bummer.
Men in Black International, number one film in America this weekend, $28.5 million. Secret Life of Pets, second. And Aladdin came in third. And tonight, you have the MTV Movie Awards.
Movie and TV, they combine them now.
Yes.
I think.
Oh, yeah. They recorded them on Saturday, I think, right?
Yeah. Zachary Levi hosts, and Jada Pinkett Smith is getting this year's Trailblazer Award.
All right.
They ran out of celebrities.
I think they wanted Will Smith there.
Right, don't you think?
And
The Rock is getting the Generation Award. That's the schmig.
How many things do you have recorded that you're trying to catch up on? Because
oh my gosh.
I know.
I looked at my DVR over the weekend and I'm like, I better get to watching.
Uh-huh.
Because the Blues have stopped everything.
Yes.
Yes.
It's Entertainment Schmig, and it's brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness in June for just 24 cents. We were just joking around that it was awesome to see everybody in blue in St. Louis. I was at a store yesterday, and they were sold out of all the blue stuff, but there was tons of Cardinals stuff on display. I'm like, when has this ever happened? Someone, by the way, asked, they said they don't understand what the deal is with John Hamm and scarves. Listen, stop it right now.
No, I also began to
don't
wonder.
Do you think it's like a good luck thing?
Yeah, okay, you're probably right.
I think it's like a
his good luck.
You don't need luck at the parade though.
No, you don't. But maybe that's like his Blues uniform. Yeah, I don't know.
But I also was like, is there something?
Yeah, is there something wrong with his neck?
He looks cool, but it was almost 90 degrees.
Does he have some hickeys?
Scarf and a jacket.
Yeah. I know. He was really...
I can't imagine seeing John Hamm though in shorts. It would be weird.
He was really the only celebrity spotting that we know of, not only at the parade, but in the parade. He was on a parade float with a bunch of people. He was there with, who did we say? Chase and somebody else. Anyway, missed him. He was down at the Arch, too, and during the rally, kind of killed some time. Before all the Brett Hull stuff, or during the Brett Hull stuff, you watched the rally, right?
Yeah, most of it.
Yeah. And no, I still have not met John Hamm.
I want Hamm!
I do. He's still in town. He knows where to find me. Okay, let's talk about former Cardinal and Cardinals broadcaster Jim Edmonds. The story came out late last week, but because of all the Blues stuff going on, we didn't cover it. But he cheated on his wife, Megan King Edmonds. He said that there was no physical contact with this woman. And this is a woman he previously had a relationship with, years ago. But he did text her some nude photos. And Megan King Edmonds spoke out about it on her blog. She addressed the whole thing. And I think she did it.
Therapy. And she's a pretty, she says what she feels. She's a very honest person. If you watch Real Housewives, She was no nonsense and would tell it like it is. And I think that's a cool thing about her.
Yeah.
Like I guarantee it was hard to do it, but instead of like whispering about it and staying hidden, she just came out and said, this is how I feel.
Here's also the thing. If she didn't do it and address it head on, you're going to have weeks and weeks of sources say, well, she's telling you exactly what's going on in her house. She found out about it in the tabloids, just like everybody else did. She said, I refuse to be humiliated by this. She also said that marriage is hard. She did nothing wrong. She doesn't deserve it. She did nothing except be pregnant with their twins and try and have a healthy pregnancy. Because, by the way, apparently this was going on while not only she was pregnant with their twins, but this woman alleges that stuff was going on while Megan was in the hospital after she delivered. She also said, I don't care about my stupid massive house, my new car, my diamonds. What does any of that mean when I can't have the most basic needs met? It means nothing. Smoke and mirrors. I love him. How can I turn my feelings around so quickly? And she said, that she needs space to heal and she has hope that their marriage can recover. I do not fault any other person except my husband. You know, a lot of when this has happened, you know, before to other people, it's quick to blame the other woman. But as we all know, it takes two. And she said, marriage is a choice every day. On the days I hate him, on the days I want to run from him, on the days I get approached by some hot dude on Instagram luring me with trips or money or whatever the heck else slimy people do. So yes, marriage is a choice on the bad days, and on the good days, marriage is easy and beautiful. No one said it would be easy. I just didn't think it would be this hard. Man, she's tough.
Hopefully that new Taylor Swift helps her through some things.
I know. And that video is out now with a bunch of cameos. And Ciara said, thanks. It was the first wedding I ever got to officiate. She's in it. Ryan Reynolds. And a bunch of LGBTQ stars, since it talks about, it mentions, why would you want to be mad when you can be glad? And she spells it G-L-A-A-D. By the way, since she put out this song in the lyric video last week, donations to the organization GLAAD have skyrocketed. She challenged her fans to raise money, and they've come through.
Of course.
Like crazy. So you can check out that video right now. David Bowie. Did you know he had different colored eyes? One was blue and one was dark brown. I don't think I ever really paid attention.
I don't think I did either.
That's like his thing.
I know. Yeah. I don't know.
Huh. Here's the thing. He wasn't born that way.
It was was it a fork injury? Was that it? Or a pen or something like that?
Well, he got into a fight over a girl.
Things you didn't know.
And he got hit, and one pupil became, it's called a deep corneal abrasion or a paralysis of the iris sphincter muscle.
Ew.
Mm. There you go. That's Entertainment Schmig. More online at Y98.com.
Gonna love you like me.
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. Happy birthday if you're celebrating today. Are you celebrating by taking a nap because the Blues Parade has still worn you out?
Well, Blues haven't even taken a nap.
I know.
There was this sweet little girl in the parade, and I don't know, do we still have her picture up on Courtney and Co's Instagram under Blues Parade? She had a little t-shirt on and she said, it's my 8th birthday and I gave up my birthday party so I could come down and touch the cup.
It's a better birthday party than anything mom and dad probably could put together.
Yeah, I know.
Right.
This is all for you.
What, do you have donkey rides or something? It's not going to be better.
No.
And then her mom had a sign saying, Sunquist, I thought your name was Sunchips. Want a snack? And she held it up, and sure enough, Sunquist went over to her and took the poster and took a picture with it.
Sure. If you had if there was a poster with your name on it, wouldn't you make a beeline?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I looked for Tim Convy posters. Not a single one.
Can't believe it.
I know. I was beelining all
they
over.
They might have not known you were going to be there for
maybe
sure.
That was it. They didn't recognize me with the beard.
Happy 134th birthday to the Statue of Liberty. It arrived in New York City on this day from France. Took a little while to put her together, but yeah, that's a good anniversary to have on your birthday. You also celebrate your anniversary, your birthday with Venus Williams.
Oh.
How old is she?
I'm going to say she's 41. 40, 40, 40.
No, I was going to say 38.
I think Serena's 36, right?
I'm going to say 36.
37.
39. Courtney, oh, wow. You were close. Okay. How about Jason Patrick?
Oh, man.
We loved him back in the day. Loved the Lost them. Boys. He dated Julia Roberts after they were in Flatliners together.
He was in Speed 2.
He was in Speed 2.
He was in
right.
Speed 2. Yeah, yeah,
really,
yeah.
Wet lips. And Lost Boys especially.
Oh, yeah. He was a great vampire.
I'm 52. 52.
52.
I don't know.
55.
53.
53, yes. You got it. Okay, and very funny on SNL. He's also MacGruber. He was on that show, The Last Man on Earth. How old is Will Forte?
47.
I think that's a good guess.
What's a sports commentator's name?
Oh, I forget his name.
It's the best name ever.
Twinkle Stink is the team. Greg.
Was it Greg Stink?
Greg Stink. I'm going to say 41.
I'm going to say 45.
48.
41, Courtney?
I don't know how old he is.
He's 49.
Is he?
Yes. Yeah. So those are your...
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.